have been in Wyoming for about 38 years now, 40 years, something like that. I came up here right out of high school and fell in love with the place. So it's been my home, and I've moved from Jackson to Lander to Atlantic City. So I keep moving to smaller communities, and I like that. My husband and I have designed 3 houses for ourselves. 4, actually, with the little studio that we just built. But that's been fun and very challenging. And my favorite thing that we've done is our cabin. We built a log cabin outside of Atlantic City. And when we bought our cabin property, as the crow flies, the Pioneer Trail is only about 3 miles away. And my family in Utah was descended from pioneers who came across that trail, multiple groups of them. You know, I have my dad's side of the family, most of his relatives came across the trail in the early 1800s, the mid-1800s. So it had significance that I could sit in my window and look out towards the place where my ancestors walked. And I've been out on the trail and I've walked it and tried to visualize what they went through, because it was pretty brutal. One group was pretty well documented with, you know, the Willys and Martin handcart companies. They got into trouble with the early storms. Well, my grandmother's great-grandfather was among that group, and he was a 9-year-old boy traveling with his mother and father on the trail, and they were at the Martin handcart site over by Devil's Gate, and they got into trouble there. The father died, so the mother and the 9-year-old had to make the trek the rest of the way by themselves with the support of the rest of the handcart company. But that's, you know, was a connection that's always been kind of part of our family history. And while we were building our cabin, we, you know, it took us 3 years to build the cabin. We, you know, we cut the logs, we peeled the logs, and we spent the winter of 96 at the cabin. Almost every weekend we'd come down because we were working on the inside, but we didn't have our plumbing system in. We were still using a little portable shower out in the shed. And the only source of water we had was melting snow. So I really, every time I would go out there with my canner full of snow and bring it in on the wood stove, I kept thinking about the pioneer people and how they had to do that every day. That was a connection that's always been kind of part of our family history.